Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Buongiorno.
Music sans frontières.
Music from around Australia and around the world. Tuesdays, 12 till 2 p.m.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to another episode of Music Sans Frontières. I'm your host, Joe Malinaggi, for the next 2 hours. Thanks very much to Gav for a couple of hours of Billabong beats. Good revision sometimes for you folks, perhaps. Anyway, I've just travelled all the way from Boonwurrung country, across the Birrarung by train. It was a little bit late, but that's another story. And now I'm in the Woiwurrung country, part of the Eastern Kulin Nation, folks. Two of the language groups within the Kulin Nation. And I should begin the show with one little statement. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. All right, okay. I'm going to distract you, hopefully, for a couple of hours, but not really, not totally. Got a couple of guests today. I might be talking about Waima Adelaide. I've got Ari Leckie having a yarn around about 12:30, and then around about 1:30, I'll have Stav from the Irinaki duo, basically, but we'll find out more. They're doing a show as part of the Brunswick Music Festival. So, plenty of festivals and opportunities for you to go to see music indoors and certainly outdoors. Had a great time at the Treaty Day Out gig up in Shepparton. Tropical weather indeed, quite hot, and then serious fireworks in the sky. And that Tropic of Capricorn is moving southwards. And, my thoughts out for people fighting off fire, fighting off floods. It's ridiculous. It's been coming for a while, folks, unfortunately. Let alone boys playing with deadly toys. Thank you very much indeed. On that note, I will be having some music from the Northern Hemisphere, but also locally, part of the diasporas. Some new music as well, exciting new music coming out of Sicily. Surprise, surprise. But we'll get there, folks. Hang in there for the next couple of hours. And I'll start off the show with a tune from Da Braca, from their record, The Road. I think it came out back in 2016. It was a difficult record they made, remembering the difficult times that happened in their land, Ukraine. And they put on a great show. I found out about these fellas at Waima Adelaide, maybe about 6 years ago, 7 years ago now. Extraordinary. Anyway, this is the tune, Seno. Da Braca for a free Ukraine.
Молода la-ka-la-di-da, la. Зличеніка замареніла, видно по дівчині. Віночка й жаліла,
де ж йому сісти? Hello, we are Dacha Bracha from Free Ukraine.
And you're listening to Free CR Community Radio.
Летели журавли, ой, летели журавли, сели пали на ролі, ліпша роля роняє, ой, ліпша роля роняє, ніж та роля пізняє, вона ранює пшениця.
You hear from Musique Sans Frontières. Subscribe to 3CR for music programs dominated by Australian artists, supporting Australian music making and lifting your day with glorious sound. 3CR is a membership-based organisation. We depend on our members' support. That's why we make it so easy to subscribe. Call 9419 8377 or go online to 3cr.org.au.
Join 3CR for a day of special programming in celebration of International Women's Day on Tuesday, the 8th of March.
with a stellar lineup featuring 24 hours of international current affairs, music, arts, activism, culture, and much, much more. This is a unique broadcast that you won't hear anywhere else.
We'll bring you the usual celebration of non-conforming feminism. No leadership breakfast here. Just 24 hours of grassroots radical discussions by women and gender non-conforming presenters, producers, and musicians dismantling the patriarchy, taking collective action and imagining the future of feminism.
This year's celebrations include a street party in the lane alongside 3CR from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Little Victoria Street. There'll be music, performers, food, and friends. Can't make it? You can also listen live. This is a COVID-safe event.
So join 3CR in celebrating the amazing women and gender non-conforming people in your community from midnight Monday the 7th of March until midnight on Tuesday the 8th of March. For full details, head to the website 3cr.org.au/IWD2022.
Acknowledging the language of Ukraine. That was an artist, Polish artist, actually, Karolina Kitcher, I think, and company, from an album called Tanny. And thanks to Roger over there at the Global Village at PBS for getting me onto this one. And it's a moment to play it today. And Karolina is from an ethnic minority that's in the area of Podlasy in northeast Poland, her home region. So, it's a tune, a lyrical song from that area, traditional lyrics, and it's about, a crane flying, isn't it? Right. Cranes, we're flying. And it's in Ukraine, but the rest of the record is predominantly in Polish and a couple of other languages as well. Very interesting stuff. Came out in 2020, folks. And we began the show, of course, with Dacha Bracha, as you heard them give a little ID in Happier Times. Happier Times, unfortunately. They are touring, I think, in the US at the moment, if I remember correctly. But that is a tune from their album, The Road, available on Bandcamp, and a lot of their recordings are, so I implore you to check it out and immerse yourself. That came out in 2016, and the tune is called Seno, and yes, Dacha Bracha, from the Free Ukraine. It is, sort of. Okay, back locally now. The Lost Clog have got a show coming up. They do vocal songs, choirish, with lots of humour and satire. And they've got a gig coming up called The Sparrow Made Some Beer. It's put on by Yasmina Sinanas and the Lost Clog. It's going to be at the Cunahan Gallery this Sunday from 2 p.m. So you can check them out there. And I think they may have a gig somewhere else. But here's a tune from their No Sleep Till Kaunas. I may have said that from right, Lithuanian. And I won't say it in language. It translates as the Mozzie song. This is the Lost Clog.
Gasgirane trinktan he henat girane sudune de ah papa nat girale sudune de pirat skrido guadan he sirnu tuppe anshakos ah papa irnu tuppe anshakos
ir papute veale sirnu puole vodelis
ah papa irnu puole vodelis
irnu puole
vodelis ishse mushetris danetis
ah
papa ishse mushetris danetis
ir atskrido mus juke to vodelios esute
ah papa to vodelios esute ar tau reikia daktaro ar kunigo klebono Papar kunigo klabono.
Nei monorecchia daktarone kunigo klabono.
Papar kunigo klabono.
Cikta monorecchia arel kos, kader pussas botel kos.
Papa, kader pussas botel kos.
Dara jelkos nedave. Dalis pamire,
papa, dalis pamire.
So passi tame levali sedi jauna graži pora
tame levali sedi jauna graži pora
mernelis dobilelis mergala kaip ruta mernelis jos paklausė Kodėl tokia liudena?
Mernelis jos paklausė, kodėl tokia liudena?
Aš nebūsiu liūdna, kad aš esu viena. Mano širdis nujaučia, kad meila netikra.
Mano širdis nujaučia, kad meila netikra.
Tu išvažiuosi toli, toli labai toli. Kita pamilėsi, a mane užmirši.
Tu kita pamilėsi, a mane užmirši.
Aš išvažiuosiu toli, įsivešiu tave. Tu nieką nematysi, tik jūra ir mani.
Tu nieką nematysi, tik jūra ir mani.
Tylė jūra banguoja,
laivelis supasi. Tame laivelį sėdi, jauna graži pora. Tame laivelį sėdi, jauna graži pora.
And that is Gatunkas, Mates of the Lost Clog. They're from Lithuania. That's from their record Taidaina, which came out in 2021. And that is the tune, a tune that translates as The Sea is Still Calm. Yeah, we hope, sort of. And we began that bracket with the Lost Clog, locally here, and from their record No Sleep Till Kaunas. And that came out in 2016. They're always a fantastic value to check out live. So they've got their gig at the Cunahan Gallery on Sunday afternoon. Check that one out. And, yeah, they gave us the Mozzie song, of course. And it's also today is known as, well, celebrating, acknowledging Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, Carnivale time, and I spoke to my my auntie in Sicily yesterday, and they're doing Carnivale special food. Unfortunately, the parade, which is looked forward to seriously every 12 months, has been postponed till May because of the pandemic issues still hitting lots of parts of Europe and certainly in Italy and being Sicily at that point. But here's Alan Toussaint with a tune you may recognise.
a piece of me won't get in line with the rest, yeah.
With the rest, yeah.
Every single day it feels like just another test, hey. When's it gonna end and do you even wanna know? I just can't pretend like it's just another show. Oh, and in the end you pay the man and then you die. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
One tribe, one nation, from Asorongs to Samurai. One skin, one tradition, one culture. Full freedom, 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 freedom. Became Republic of West Papua.
To be addressed and needs to be acknowledged that this is happening, and I don't know, I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Anybody.
take your stance again. Bird of paradise never die in vain. Melanesia, you may rise up again. For all who live in darkness can see the great lights afar. Dawn of a new day come with the rise of the morning star. Seagull calling like in a young dream. Song to claim the land and sea. Samurai, one people, one soul, one destiny.
So long, samurai, one people, one soul, one destiny. So long, samurai,
we got to keep on pushing forward.
So long, samurai, one people, one soul, one destiny. So long, samurai,
sini ni mana mai mar se poina hana mai na pen suru yo malore sua mou harota urba wa ru mou harota kur pran mane mou harota kur pran kai ni mou harota kur
That is Charles Mamirosia from the inaugural Small Island Big Song project. And that record, what an amazing production that was. That came out in 2018. They came in here, Tim Cole and partner came in here to talk about it. Absolute treat seeing the movie, the documentary, and the second one is out now. But that is the tune featuring Charles Mamirosia from Solomon Islands, who will be one of the artists performing at WOM Adelaide in just a couple of weekends' time, folks. Indeed. And before that, we had Arileki featuring Twin Tribe, of course. That's a video single, Sorong Samurai. And before that, we had Arileki and Diz One with the Full Freedom song, standing up for West Papua, of course. Before that, we had Goldsmith Baines from Aotearoa and a cheeky song, in language, and that means bar out. So there's a video that celebrates culture associated with that too. Goldsmith Baines, indeed. And I'm not sure whether you said that correctly. And we began that with Alan Toussaint from New Orleans, the piece Java. And if you want to celebrate, enjoy Carnevale, Mardi Gras, you know, Fat Tuesday, whatever you want to call it. There's a couple of gigs, one happening at the Brunswick Ballroom this evening and also down at the Gem Bar on Wellington Street in Collingwood. But I was having a little bit of trouble waiting to get on the line to Ari up there in far north Queensland, I believe. But anyway, I've got Ari Lecky from Sorong Samurai on the line now. So welcome to Music Science Frontiers, Ari.
Yeah, hello. Thank you.
No worries. Maybe you can let the listener know where you're based at the moment, because there's lots of water around the place on the eastern side of this country.
It is. It's very wet up here. Yeah. I'm actually up here in the Sunshine Coast, up near Woodford. Unfortunately, I live up in the hinterland, so not too far away from rivers, but quite lucky where I am, but yeah, unfortunately, quite a few people around here have been flooded.
Yeah, yeah. And cut off, I would imagine, just about.
Yeah, exactly. We're cut off. I'm actually lucky to be on the phone right now because our internet and electricity was cut for a little while there.
Yeah, exactly. That was what was my worry. We sort of had some communication over the 24 hours, but I guess it's pretty fluid at the moment, so who knows. So, look, I appreciate you making yourself available, Ari, and let's hope that you can get away and come over to Adelaide in a couple of weeks' time. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think we should be right to WOMAD for sure. I think we'll swim there if we have to.
I know, it's a really big deal. Like this, maybe you can give us a bit of background on Sorong Samurai, because certainly it's a Papua New Guinea, West Papua issue and story, celebration of culture, but there's a fair bit of story there, and people may have seen there's an accompanying video. Maybe just give us a little bit of a background on what is Sorong Samurai, please.
Yeah, so Sorong Samurai, I can explain the name first. Sorong is the most far west, northwest tip of West Papua. And Samurai is a town in the most southern east. So from tip to tip of the great island of New Guinea, we refer to as Sorong Samurai. Mm. And to most Papua New Guineans and West Papuans, when we say Sorong Samurai, it really speaks to the heart of our people, that we are actually one people on the whole island. Mm. Of course, most people would be familiar by now with what's happened up in West Papua.
Yeah.
And it was sort of invaded in the 60s by Indonesia and has remained under Indonesian control ever since.
Mm.
And so quite severe human rights issues have gone on there for the last 50 years or so. And I guess putting this project together was really for us to really reconnect with each other, because our island was severed right down the middle in half, and we were quite isolated from each other.
Mm.
And we speak completely different languages. However, music, we have song lines that thread right across that line. Of course, it's a colonial border. Yeah. So we really put this project together to strengthen the unity and sort of reconnect with our Wantoks across the other side of the border, and to bring it together in a peaceful and non-violent way, you know, through what we love and share, which is music and culture.
Indeed, indeed. And if I'm not wrong, I think, what we know is Papua New Guinea, West Papua, is the most dense of languages, I think, on this planet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We have, that's right. I mean, Papua New Guinea alone has 850 languages.
There you go.
And West Papua has at least 300.
Yeah.
However, so just on that island, we have over 1,000 languages, which I think is is like a fifth of the entire planet's languages or something. So
extraordinary, isn't it? Yeah. Mm. And also within the flora and, you know, the fauna as well is quite distinctive. And I guess that's part of being such a dense and mountainous region, and that's how come, I guess, you know, languages in one sense say strong, but as you say, also you need to be multilingual.
Oh, absolutely. It's crazy. In our band, we speak like so many languages. Like we have songs themselves that, I think Sprigamek is working, one of our rapper, he's from Port Moresby, and one of the new tunes that we're working on, which I'm producing for Sprigga, it has a language for every province of Papua New Guinea. So within the one song, there's 22 languages.
So there.
and like Sprigga, just, he's a linguist. You know, he's a rapper, but he's also quite fluent in five languages. Yeah. And then it's very, very, I think once you start learning, being multilingual, it's much easier to learn more languages. So I think it's just normal, actually, in Papua New Guinea for most people to know at least five languages.
Yeah.
You have your English, which is sort of the language of business. You have Tok Pisin, which is the national Creole. Mm. And then you have, usually people will have at least two Tokples, the indigenous language. Mm. So, yeah, it's... It makes it interesting in our band, you know, like, you know, people can swear at each other and no one knows.
Well, that's the basic fundamentals, hey?
It all starts there, yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess it's pretty exciting. I mean, the lineup at WAM Adelaide is a fantastic celebration of everything that's on this continent and surround. So we've got, you know, a couple of, so, you know, international guests, if you want to call them, that are coming over. But it's a great celebration. I mean, personally, I've seen a lot of the acts, but it is always a feature to be performing in this particular space at Botanic Park over there in Adelaide. So you've already mentioned one of the other crew involved in Sorong Summer Ice. So what are you bringing over without doing too many spoilers?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like you said, you know, it's predominantly Australia-based band members.
Yeah.
So there's some incredible talent that live here in the country, you know, and Papua New Guinea, of course, is the next-door neighbour to Australia. So there's a lot of us here.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's a big West Papua refugee community in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And so I think, and, you know, this is the legacy of artists who, you know, West Papua being such a conflict area, there's musicians who have spread around the world. And, you know, I think it's quite a privilege to have some of the most legendary West Papuan artists living in Australia.
Mm.
And so, yeah, we do a tribute to some of those artists, like the Black Brothers, Arnold Apt. And we celebrate that within the band. So even though we live here in Australia, I think, you know, it's going to be quite special what we bring to... I mean, it's always special when Sorong Summer I get together because it is a bit of a special occasion band. You know, we don't kind of do little gigs kind of here that we have done, but because we live in so many different places, we come together, it's quite special. So I think there's some extraordinary artists on stage with us, just on the dance element, the two Roem brothers, Sam and Yoshi, in combination with Albert David from Torres Strait.
Yes.
We have young Ray Ledon, who's an up-and-coming rapper from originally from Papua New Guinea, lives in Melbourne. We've got Jagger Rizza, who's a bit of a legendary reggae singer from Port Moresby, lives up in Queensland now. Yeah, and, you know, on keys we have actually a close friend of ours. He's not Papua New Guinea, but he's a close brother. He's originally from Jamaica, and he's been working with us closely for a few years now. So, yeah, it's very... I think the performance is going to be quite a mix of traditional sounds from our country, but also, you know, bring in fresh sort of reggae, hip-hop, a bit of electronic stuff as well. And it's a big band. It's quite a big band. You know, we've got bringing the horn section for this one and dancers and stuff. So it's going to get pretty loose.
There you go. Excellent. If that's a tease, I don't know what is. So excellent stuff. And like I said, it's very colourful. And, you know, ultimately, when I mentioned, you know, a lot of us say the word ignorant, and it's in one context, it's just uneducated as well. We are so ignorant. Many people are ignorant of the neighbour, as you say, Papua New Guinea, West Papua. And, you know, we can't even mention the word West Papua in government circles, which is, you know, just goes to show what's going on, folks. But this is a fantastic opportunity to get exposed to that story, that culture. And you're even going to do some cooking. This is the traditional thing in recent years at WAM Adelaide. You're going to cook, do a cook up as well, right? Not just
Yeah, exactly. That's right. When the proper singing, you know, we always have custom way, you know, when you have music and dance, you have to have a feed.
That's right.
But I think if you haven't tasted West Papua food before, you're going to be in for a treat because, you know, I mean, and I think it's also a really special opportunity to hear about the food. Mm. Because food can also be a form of resistance.
Yeah.
And it can also show how, I guess, colonialism does bring with it different influences. Yeah. And I think the food is something that the West Papuans have really mastered. You know, I think they definitely outshine us Papua New Guineans on the other side. You know, they've got, our food's quite bland compared to theirs, you know.
Oh,
but it's beautiful. I highly recommend catching the Taste of the World, it's called. So I think that's right on the Sunday afternoon.
I think yes, correct, yeah. Or whatever, in the morning, I'm not sure. Yeah, early on, yeah. But anyway, yeah, the program's out with all the timetables, and obviously there's always clashes for me, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Well, you got to eat. Well, yeah. You have to eat on the day. So why not have some?
Exactly.
Yeah, West Papuan makan.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to see how it all works up on stage. Hey, look, Ari, thanks very much for making yourself available. And, you know, take care. It's difficult times for various reasons. It's ridiculous. We're not getting any let up, it seems. But, you know, stay safe, and really appreciate you making yourself available because you've come in a couple of times. You've had a bit of a yarn over the years, and, you know, it's a massive story on our doorstep up there in the north. So, you know, and you make music, and all the best with the projects. And I'm very curious about picking up any different languages with some the rapping and hip hop. I mean, that's nuts. So very curious how that's going to all work out. So couple of weeks still.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
yep.
Cool.
Yeah, we head over in a week, so
I know.
It's quite close.
There you go. Exactly.
Very close.
You got to acclimatise. All right. Look, thanks very much, and I'll just play a little message that you did for us a few years ago here, and you know, stay strong and stay healthy, and we'll see you soon, Ari. Thanks very much.
Likewise, thank you.
Ciao.
This is Ari Lekker. You're here on 3CR 855 AM Community Radio, also streaming on 3cr.org.au. Free West Papua, Papua Merdeka, gets up one talks.
Live at the Bowl is on now. The open-air series returns from January to April with an exhilarating program of live performance. See some of the best homegrown and international acts on the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl stage. Share a picnic on the hill, take in a symphony at sunset, or dance the night away to your favourite musicians. Explore the full program at artscentremelbourne.com.au. 3CR supporter.
Okay, and now we go over to Palestine. Indeed, this is an artist just found out about just a few days ago via the music coordinator, Akram Abdullah Fattah, and he's made a few records available on Bandcamp too, actually, folks. And this is a brand new record. It's called From Here, and this is the tune, Adi.
I'm جسد واحد احنا نفس العصب مره فلقوا الارض مره اكل العصا هذا الحل لقوا غيره اعلنوا النفير في الارض يصيروا مش مستاهل سفير بالشغل اجي اغير صوره نمطيه بنقش فكره بيتي براسك زي النبطيه اليمن سعيد يمن بلوز ديزرت فونكي دانس مونكي مونكي دانس مونكي يمنوقع تحت تحت يمنعلى فوق بس احنا ولاد بلد ولاد شتات ناس زوق مال رسالي من اللي بتحكي انت فيه بلوم في منوقع تحت منضلنا في الوحل عم ننجن ممنهج الجاهل بس لا شوي روح جاب الحلم مخزوق ضلك معنا السوق منضلنا نطلع فوق
Hi, this is Rafif Ziada, and you're listening to 3CR, pro-Palestinian, happily proud radio.
Indeed, and we just heard 47 Soul from their record Semetics that came out already, in 2020, but they've been just getting around to touring it now. They're based in Jordan, I believe, going around the US. I think, in a few places, if everything goes all right with them. And that was the tune Dub Care System, of course, and it was a treat seeing them do a dance workshop when they came to Wome, Adelaide. And before that, we had the artist Akram Abdullah Fattah from brand new record From Here. Both of these records available on Bandcamp, and the tune, which is the single Ardi, I think is based in the US. And oh, you never know, we'll try and do an interview one day. We might even see him in this land, indeed. But moving along, local, Osikoma Beats, promoting their most recent record, Musso, and doing shows all over the place. And they're going to be at Wome Adelaide also, folks. So check out this tune. This is Bala from that record, Musso, Osikoma Beats. Thank you.
den kafusa
Una lenya
Baloku lenya den kafusa
Una lenya
Thank you.
not me coughing in the background. This is Modu Mokhtar. It's a demo of their tune Bismalahi Ataka from their record Afrik Victim. It's a deluxe edition. It's just been released, which has lots of demos and some live recordings. Modu Mokhtar, Tuareg musicians based in Nigeria. And yes, look that up. It's available on Bandcamp. And we played Osikoma Beats from their brand new record Musul, which they're touring all over the place, and we'll be at Waim Adelaide, the tune Bala. And I should just quickly give you some gigs. Parolas are doing a show at the Salon Recital Centre this Friday night. Amaru Tribe, who I'm going to play a tune, hopefully, before the show's finished, doing a big gig at the Hawthorne Arts Centre on Friday the 18th of March. We've also got the Bella Ciao Band doing a gig at the Boat, Mark Street Hall, North Fitzroy, on Friday the 18th of March also. Osikoma Beats will also be at the Moon Lantern Festival in Richmond on the 10th of April, and at Howler on the 30th of April, and that finishes off their tour. We've also got the new Melbourne Folk Club, the Brunswick Ballroom, launching off this Wednesday night. Charmer Finches and Skyscraper Stan will be there, and I'll hopefully squeeze in a bit of Charmer Finches before the end of the program. Queen of Hearts Mariachi, I'll hope to squeeze in as well, playing at the Retreat on Mondays for this month of March. So it starts off next Monday at 6 p.m. gig, I believe. Vardos are also doing lots of things. Some brand new music from Sicily from an outfit called Unadare. The album is called Spiezzi, and I think it's called, translates as Black Pepper. And here they are. Ha visto l'Africa. Have you seen Africa?
Visto l'Africa a Capo Re Matina, Domenica mattina sull'inghiarno ha visto l'Africa. Quanto corre, quanto è ferma, quanto pensa la terra che si mine. Domenica mattina ha visto l'Africa. Come corre, come pensa, come rira. Domenica mattina sull'inghiarno la terra che si mina ha visto l'Africa. A so diente, a so terra, a so luci, luci, luci.
Hi, I'm Matilde Politi. You are listening to Music Songs Frontiers on 3CR Radical Radio, Community Radio. Please support and donate whatever you can.
Quando ti dici cose che non sai capire, ma che fanno bene.
cedirita. Sha futti a paura, ascolta l'anima con serenità. Vida borrarte y no volver a verte más. Esta vida es un martirio, tu indiferencia es un suplicio. Mis noches son eternas, ya no quiero ni soñar. Y es que tengo que olvidarte, de mi mente arrancarte. Encuentro una amargura. Como amarte si llegas y te vas, y él es tu besar, frío es tu mirar, y eres al hablar, no tienes pasión, lloras sin razón, mentiras. Tus caricias traen pena y dolor, tú de frustración, siento tu rencor en tu corazón, no sabes de amor, alma sola y egoísta. Y al final, sin ti, haré mi vida. Rumbo donde yo
Okay, folks. You just listened to a little bit of Con Calamares. I think from his debut record called Rebetico. Back in about, when was that? 2014. You can get it on Bandcamp. I can't remember. Oh, that's, I think it's from, it's from two people to another person, that particular tune, something like that. I might get Stavrula to explain it further to me, but we'll see. Just before we have Stavrula on the line, I'll just let you know what we've been listening to. We had Amaru Tribe from the upcoming brand new record, Entre Dos Mundos, Candela Viva, The Fire is Alive. And like I said, they're doing gigs at the Hawthorne Arts Centre. Queen of Hearts, Mariachi, from their brand new record, Memories. There's a great launch over there at Nightcat. I don't know, when was it, a couple of months ago? Was it in January or December? I don't know now. And the tune, Tengo Qui Olvidate, featuring Stefania Serna. And then we had Sissi Castrogiovanni, a Sicilian artist based in the USA, from her record Terra, which is Earth, Land, that came out in 2020. Yes, I got that while we were in lockdown, seriously. So the mail worked. The tune A Panza, which is the stomach, it's about trusting your gut feelings, instincts. But there is a brand new video going to be launched in a couple of days, I believe. So check that one out. And also you'll be able to listen to, or read the set list on the Music Science Frontiers Facebook page, but also on the program page at the 3CR website, 3cr.org.au/Music Science Frontiers. Then before that, we had Una Dare out of Palermo in Sicily, brand new records, Biezi, which means black pepper. The opening track, I Visto L'Africa, Have You Seen Africa? And before that we had, I think I've mentioned it already, yes, Model Mokta from the Afrik Victim Deluxe Edition, out now, a demo track there. Alrighty, let's have a yarn to see what's going on at the Brunswick Music Festival. Very, very happy to have on the line Stavrula, and I'm gonna have to try and say your surname. Thomopoulos. How's that?
Yeah, that's actually perfect.
Thank you. Welcome to 3CR Music Sans Frontières, Stavrula.
No worries at all. Thank you for having me.
And you are part of one of the acts playing at this little gig at the Brunswick Music Festival on Saturday the 12th of March, when I'll be out in Wyoming, Adelaide, so I'll have to give you my apologies now. But it's at 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. over there at Sparta Place in Brunswick, and it's gratis. So there you go. So your part is it a Jua Erenaki for this particular show?
For this particular show, we are bringing aboard Joseph Sabanopoulos and Adrian Close. Joseph will be playing some percussion, and Adrian will be playing double bass.
Cool.
We felt like Konstantinos Kalamaras and I felt like, as a duo, it would sound good, but we needed something to complete it,
yeah,
and be able to present our music as, you know, whole-rounded as possible.
Yeah.
So we tried to employ some other people as well.
Why not? And just for a little bit of background, even for myself personally, where's your music making emerge from, Stavrula?
Just from writing music in my room. from a very young age, I've been playing classical piano, but in the car and at home, my dad, because he's fully Greek, he would always play music and Zabetica and all of those types of music, even modern Greek music.
Yeah.
And growing up, I never actually wrote in Greek music. I only wrote English. But as I met Kosadino around 2 to 3 years ago, that's where our collaboration really started.
Mm-hmm.
And we just bounced ideas off each other, and it was great.
And, yeah, it's not hard to be engulfed in the passion and enthusiasm being around Constantino, as you say, Con Calamares.
I do refer to him by his full name.
That's good. That's absolutely the way it should be. That's his name. It's all good. So which part of Greece has influenced you at all? Have you been able to travel?
Well, I'm from there. I moved here around 4 years ago. I'm from Athens, and my side of the family comes from Messenia and Lefkada as well. We have family on the island and in Kalamata, which is great.
Excellent. So there. Well, there you go. So you are seriously part of the diaspora now.
I am, and I feel like we've kind of brought that into our music as well, and we're trying to urge younger people like me, first generation or even third generation, people who had migrated earlier to, you know, maintain the Greek culture here abroad with a new mentality that we're bringing into the music.
Excellent. So I've been fortunate enough to see you play even in a jamming situation, because there is... I'm very jealous. Listening to the Greek musicianship in this town is pretty special, and there are constant jams. Con is involved in them as well as you, and that's pretty exciting. So there's no excuse for folks to check out Greek music. Obviously, Rebetiko is very popular still, and it just keeps constantly getting revived, I reckon.
Oh, definitely. It's been almost 100 years since the first Rebetiko music came out in 1920 and all the way up to 1940 and even after the war. And it was just, it's really elusive, and it's just music of the people. That's why it's been alive for so long.
Yeah. And this particular event's been called Musiki Kutuki. Any background on that one?
Well, it literally means... small music gathering, and we are so honoured for the Bronze Music Festival to give Greek music such an opportunity and a whole stage of our own. Us and all the other acts, we're just very excited to be there and present the modern view of traditional or even artistic type of music.
So. Yeah, exactly. So you've got Cats and the Canary performing, and Totally Kicking Brass, Erinaki, and Omados as well, who have been around for a little while and done some shows for the Boite over the years. And you've got some person called Adriana being the DJ, and ex doing PBS stuff, and I've had the pleasure to meet Adriana and listen to their choice of tunes. So I think it's going to be a pretty interesting afternoon. What do you reckon?
Oh, 100%. If you weren't in Adelaide, you should have come down to watch it.
Well, there was a good chance I would have been there, that's for sure. But you never know. You might get a gig at WOM Adelaide in the next year or so, and fingers crossed. And, there's been a few Greek artists that perform over the years. I'm just thinking there might be slightly more Greek artists than Sicilian and Italian artists that have performed at WOM Adelaide. So overdue, I reckon.
Yeah, hopefully.
I reckon that might be okay for folks. It's 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's Sparta Place. I know you've only been here for a short time. Have you got any history about Sparta Place? Because it's a very distinctive space over there.
Unfortunately, personally, I do not. But Antipodes last year was also there.
Yeah.
And it's just a beautiful outdoor space.
Yeah.
And it's obviously safer. So.
Yeah. Outdoors, indeed. Hey, look, Stavroula, thanks very much for making yourself available, and it's been an absolute pleasure. And like I said, it's always very exciting to find out who is the diaspora here. And it's really great that you're continuing with your music and culture, and getting together with lots of other musicians here. And it's a very fertile space, as we know, this place so-called Melbourne. So all the best. And you've actually supplied me with a track. Can you give me a bit of background on this particular track? Because it's going to be a total surprise for me.
Yes, definitely. So it's a bit more of a dancing tune. It's based off traditional rhythm called Balus. And it's a dance even on mainland, but mainly on the islands. And the particular track is called August. It describes feats that happen in Greece during a lot of religious days, the 15th of August, where a lot of people get together and, cook, barbecue, have fun, and just play music, dance around. And we're just kind of describing that whole vibe of people dancing, having fun.
So we're talking Panayiri?
Yes. That's exactly what I was looking for.
That's good. Yes, that date is also very significant in Italy and certainly Sicily as well. And I've been around there. The whole place shuts down, as you've just said, in Greece as well. So, yes, the religious aspect is intertwined in the cultural story of these lands. So we take it and we enjoy and savour it. What can we do?
Yep. Definitely.
Good. All right. Well, here's the tune, August, and hopefully August will be kicking in Europe because it's been pretty intense. But I know there's music planned, and the music is always alive in Greece. So once again, Stavroula, thanks very much for making yourself available, and all the best for that show.
Thank you. It was lovely talking to you.
Okay. Absolute pleasure. Ciao. Yasu. Be my needed. Doing this, I've run out of time. What you're listening to now is an outfit called Calabria Orchestra. It's a live recording, and once again, thanks to Roger over there at the Global Village at PBS for getting me onto this one. This is a tune called Occhi Turchini. Could be Turkish eyes. But yes, thanks very much to Stavroula Tomopoulos from Erinaki, playing at the Brunswick Music Festival next Sunday, not this coming one. Yes, indeed. This track is 9 minutes long, so I won't be able to play it all today because I want to finish off with Chama Finches, who are playing at the New Melbourne Folk Club at the Brunswick Ballroom on Wednesday night. And they're doing a global tour, which is exciting. Brand new record, Wonderful Oblivion, fantastic stuff. I'm going to play you the last tune, the title track, whatever I can squeeze in. Thanks very much for listening. I've been your host, Joe Malinaggi, for the last 2 hours. I think Therese and Leah will be doing next week, which will be IWD Day, International Women's Day, special broadcast here at 3CR. Exciting stuff, indeed. So there you go. Stay tuned if you're into opera for great voices and Celtic Folk Show after that, and I will catch you in about 4 weeks time. 4 weeks time. Extraordinary. There you go. Stay well, stay safe. Peace. Wonderful Oblivion, Chama Finches. Catch you around.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.